The animals were found living in filthy conditions.
Upon our arrival, we did find 33 dogs in small collapsible cages. They were standing in urine, feces.
That's Beth Less of the Inland Valley Humane Society. She says the suffering dogs included Yorkshire Terriers, Poodles, Basset Hounds, Chihuahuas, and Huskies.
The smell was real bad. You know, our noses and throats were burning from the urine, which the dogs, they lived in that constantly. Not conducive for good living quarters for these animals.
The owners of the puppy mill now face criminal charges.
Putting a case together for animal cruelty, Penal Code 597, crimes against animals. And he himself and another woman on the property that is a tenant who also had about 11 dogs. Both of them we are filing charges on for animal cruelty.
The survivors of abuse have been bathed, groomed, and checked out by a vet. They're wagging their tails, waiting to be placed in a loving home.
Once they got outside, these guys were real happy, very friendly dog for everything that they've, you know, come through. I'm real impressed that they're not a little bit more cautious of humans. They are already available for adoption. In fact, one has been adopted already, and we're just hoping that people come down, and not only for these dogs, but the dogs that are here also.
Beth Less of the Inland Valley Humane Society in Pomona. This is Mike Landa, KNX 1070 News Radio.